Busy interstate hour coming your way here on RSN Saturday race day. David Gately with that preview at Rose Hill. We'll also hear from Kevin Casey. Nadia Horn to take a look at the Goodwood meeting. Bart Sinclair. We'll look at the Doomben Cup meeting. Plus, we'll get another update on that track. At the moment, it's a heavy 10. The meeting's in jeopardy if the rain continues to fall there. Pete Anthony's to look at Belmont. We'll catch up with Harry White to preview Warwick Nabil. Luke Humphreys at Melton tonight. Hopefully we'll hear from Greg Sugars as well. And Georgie Ferrugia will preview the Meadows. So let's get stuck into it with our preview of Sydney. Hello to you once again, Gator. 69 scratchings here. We're on a heavy 9. Back at Rose Hill, so the rail's in at the True. And the first race is a 2-year-old at 11 o'clock, so not far away. Now you can scratch the 1. 3, 6, 8, 9, 13 and 15. You've got Northern Beaches at $3.70. The favourite, O Tycoon at $2.90. Vinny Spirit at $5.50. Valspar at $8.50. And then we go to Madame Pomeroy at $10 here, Gator.
Yeah, look, I'm going to tip O Tycoon. He's won all three of his trials. Latest, pretty strong. Beat a smart one in secret too. Northern Beaches got a bit lost there at Gosford, ran on well. 8 of the 10 winners led or sat handy, so I think the run was quite good. Candos Cosmos drew wide on debut, restrained to the tail, did attack the line, and Vinny Spirit. So we're now 7-2-4-10.
7-2-4-10 in the 2-year-old there for Gator. Race number 2 is the Highway. He'd scratch the 1, 3, 4, 8, 9. 15, 17, 18, wait, there's more, 21, 22, 23. We might be here all day if we have to read the scratchings anyway. Pure Fugo at $10. Geez, Mitchell Beery's been good on the tip for us on Beer and Skittles on RSN Central on a Tuesday. He was really bullish about Hardware Lane to win another Highway. It's the $2.40 favourite. Boom Boom Basil at 11. Markwell Dreamer at 8. Tiger Shoot at $7.50 and Overextend at $9 here, Gator.
Why do they even bother? I was with Hardware Lane last time. I'm going to stick there. It was a really strong win, wasn't it? Mark or Dreamer, the 10, yeah, it's a runner. Got lost, ran with 8 weeks between runs. Rushed home at Gosford on a day not many did. 16 Overextend, yep, it's a runner. Next best, Boom Boom Basil, yep. That's a runner. 5, 10, 16, 6.
5, 10, 16, and 6 in the Highway. Race number 3 is over the 1,500 metres of benchmark 72. Scratch the 5 and the 9. We've got Rangi Toa at $2.30, the 2. French Bonnet, $6.50. Part owned by our chairman, Johnny Stewart. He's just had a hip replacement. So good morning to you, Johnny. Good luck today. Elusive Jewel at $4. And then we go to Hollywood North at $5 here, Gator.
Yeah, look, I'm pretty keen on Exclusive Jewel here. It was a really good return win and beaten by a group class mare in Quintello in good time. Great fight last time, just pit by Solar Apex. They also ran time, beat third horse well. Interestingly, the seventh horse there was Holstein, who had run second, who was a favourite here, Rangi Toa. So, look, I think she should be favourite. I do have Rangi Toa as the danger, promising 3-year-old. Hollywood North did loom to win at Gosford, just peaked late. I think back to 1,500 is the key. And French Bonnet, 4-2-7-1.
So 4-2-7-1 in the third. The midway's the fourth. 1,400-metre race, benchmark 72. Scratch 1, 3, 12, 14, and at 15, we've got Marnix there at $7. Barsuka at $5.50. Highly Decide at $7.50. Media Star Guest at $7.50. Son of Samson at $6.50. Then we go to Momac at $11. And again at $11. And then Star Beretta at $9.50 there for Nathan Doyle.
I'm going to tip Marnix on top. Made good ground, Hawkesbury Cup. The class was a little bit hot and the trip too far. Here we are back to a 72 race. Multiple benchmark 72 winner this horse. I think they can sit closer today too. Bazooka resumes. He's never placed fresh, but I think 1,400 here off the back of a solid trial when he's under a big hold, he can win this. Highly Desired was wide and good in one of these last time. And Son of Samson, good tough win late as Mapswell again. 2, 4, 5, and 7.
2, 4, 5, 7 there for Gator in the midway. Race 5 is for the 3-year-olds, benchmark 72. over the 2,000 metres. And just having a look at the scratchings here for race number 5. Scratch the 1, 4, 3, 6, 13, 18. We've got Ting Tong at $6.50 for Chris Lee's the 3. Then we go down to Saucy Horsey at $6.50. Our Ravine at $3.50 is the market leader. The Victorian for the Inform, Caroline Jennings, she's going at a wonderful strike rate at the moment. Awesome Wonder at $5.50. And those are the horses under double figures here, Gator.
Yeah, I'm with our Ravine. Copped a nasty bulk fresh, hit the line behind Ton of Grit. The form's good. Sat wide at Hillside, jumped to 1,800 sharply. Still put them away like a good filly. Ting Tong kept closing last time behind the older horses. Crossed the line with last week's winner. Did beat a key rival in Aaron Kerr when they clashed at Newcastle. Awesome Wonder. Some good late splits to win the maiden, beating one with Colour Sergeant form. That horse won last week. And Charity Spirit back up in trip might be the key. She was disappointing to me last week. I tipped her at a price. 12-3, 14-9.
So 12-3, 14-9. The Victorian filly Gators with their Aravine in race 5. Race 6, benchmark 78. Over the 1,800 metres, scratched the 1, 7, 9 and 13. The 16 and 17 also come out. We've got Dynasties as the short price favourite at $2.25. Oceanic Flash at $10. Rebel Rama at $9.50. Perfect Radiance at $10. Travelling Kate into $7.50 now in good form, Gator.
Indeed. Dynasties was a really nice return win. Running on hard behind a potential star, and Espiona. Then went sharply to 1,800. Could beat another potential star in Gypsy Goddess. Look, she takes on the older mares with weight, but that form's irresistible. Dream Runner was 6 weeks off into Warwick Farm, and I thought the track was too wet, so Sextra Rain's a problem. Good in the Wagga Cup last time. Rebel Rama hit the line really hard last time against the Pattern. And Mahi's Angel with a case 6-4, 10 and 11 now.
So 6, 4, 10 and 11 there for Gator in race 6. We'll take a quick break. It's 9.13. When we return, we'll go through the quaddie leagues there with Gator at Rose Hill. Plus, get his best for the Goodwood meeting in Adelaide and also the Doomben Cup meeting in Brisbane.
A day at the races begins. RSN 927's Race Day Morning.
Time to look at the quaddie leagues with David Gailey at Rose Hill. They're back at Rose Hill. The rail's true, but we're on a heavy 9, which is the usual these days. Up there in Sydney, and in race 7 you can scratch the 1 and the 7. We've got Elias for Chris Waller, Chad Schofield, the 3 at $5. Good push from Todd Pollard, the assistant trainer for Annabelle Neesham, with Hopeful in this race at $4.60 this morning. Irish Sequel at $5, and geez, Bethancourt's just low flying at the moment for Kim Moore, and he is the favourite at $3.60 here, Gator.
Yeah, look, I'm going to chip Irish Sequel, second up, 14 to 1800. Actually beat Alias at Randwick, then went back at Wagga, came wide, and ran him well behind that same horse. Surely from gate one here, they go back to box seating. And if that's the case, I think the early price was over. Alias, well, this horse was 14 to 1800 himself, second up, and nutted by Irish Sequel. Then he won that Wagga Cup, so a lot between them. Yeah, there's good reports around Hopeful. I've heard a couple of interviews this week. Split two quality horses in a Hawkesbury Cup, fresh off a long break, so very wary of this horse. And you touched on Bethancourt, absolutely flying. It was a terrific win last time. I don't think you're going to get away with minus 22 lengths early sectional this time, but has won 3 of the last 4 in the Miz. Had a cardiac arrhythmia. Mm-hmm. So 8-3-4-11.
8-3-4-11 for Gator in race number 7. Race number 8 is a benchmark 78 over the 1,200 metres. Scratch the 2, 4, 5, 7, 8, 10, 14, 15 and 17. We've got Lady of Luxury at $7.50, the 1. Irish Angel at $4.80, which is the 3. Maria Mia, the 9. Joe Pride's got this galloper now, the former Victorian mare at $4.60. Miss Fox at $9.50. Sunborn at $5. Bitcoin Baby at $5.
I have to say, I thought they got Mariama's price wrong. $12 early tab. Obviously, scratching's had an impact. But first run for this stable, as you referenced at Randwick, just picked the wrong day to draw gate one. Plus, she ran into two smart ones and was 8 weeks between runs there. I think fitter here, former and Maribyrn Probabil in the summer. 1,200 in fast races. geez, you could give a great side in a benchmark 78. Into probably her right price now, though. Lady of Luxury resumed. She was wide and really solid in the trial. She went well. Form around Dragonstone's easy to like. Irish Angel resumes under a good hold in a trial herself. And Bitcoin Baby, clear second in the trial, but thrashed the third horse. Only flop to date was in a stakes race. Good little race, isn't it? 9-1, 3-16.
9-1, 3-16 for Gator in race 8. Race number 9, benchmark 88 over the 1,500 metres. Scratched the 2. 6, 10, 12, and then 15, 16, 17, and 18. We have Solar Apex at $6, Knight of Power the 8 at $9, Zing at $5.50, and Quintello's been well supported, and she's a $2.10 favourite here, Gator.
I think she was our best for the day last time. Going to make it the same story. I think she's well and truly better than 88 grade, and she's a stakes class miss. She's running the times to back that up. Stays down in the weights here as well. Solar Apex, one of only two winners on that Gosford card to come from midfield. So ran by Elusive Jewel. That horse ran second to Quintello prior to that. So it easily ties in and draws better than the favourite here. Bartholomew Dias has won first up at 1600 in open grade. They went up $61 tab. And I think that's wrong. Zing's always a hope in these. 13, 7, 1 and 11.
13, 7, 1 and 11 for Gator in the second last and in the final event. Benchmark 78 over the 1,200 metres. Scratch the 6, 7, 11, 12, 15, 16 and 17. We've got Rainbow Connection at $4.40, the 2. Titanium Power at $9.50. And then we go down to the 8 Lancaster Bomber at $8.50. Al Buena at $6.50, and Skywolf's the favourite at $3.40, and the Big Easy Scratch from Melbourne heads to Sydney at $9 there, Gator.
Skywolf's had a good speed fresh and kept running, chased a strong spread at Hillside and fought off another promising one. Chicone, there were good gaps behind. Again, the figures are really good. Rainbow Connection resumes. Long break, but trial well. Lancaster Bombers testing the friendship, but... ran well in one of these big, similar sort of race at last time, off a moderate speed. And the Big Easy is a winner here and held his ground on a bog track last time. So 13-2-8 and 14 home.
13-2-8 and 14 in that final event at Rose Hill. Your best, Gator?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Quintello. So race 9, number 13, our best again.
Quaddy.
8-3-4-11. Mm-hmm. 9-1-3-16, 13-7, 13-2.
13-7, third leg, and 13-2 on the way home. Goodwood Day in Adelaide. What do you think in that Group 1 sprint there, Gator?
Pretty keen on Extreme Warrior. I think he's going to run a mighty race here. I think he's a potential star. Had the Inferno as the danger. Manhattan Times as the best roughie.
Okay, so Extreme Warrior, the three-year-old to... Geez, Michael Kent Jr. and Mick Price have had a wonderful carnival in Adelaide, of course, after winning the Derby last week. So you've got $5, I think, Extreme Warrior is. Yep, so that's race 8, number 19. Is he your best in Adelaide, or have you found something else?
I think Foxy Fred is the best. She's race 5, number 4. She probably should have won last time and now meets the horse that beat her better at the weight. So 5 by 4, Foxy Fred, our best in the City of Churches.
And what about in Brisbane? Have you done the form for a heavy 55 if they go around?
Yeah, they won't race, will they? But if they do, I went race 1, number 9. It's their best. I've been checked scratchings. But that was our best before the extra rain.
So race 1, number 9, the catch. You're a catch, Gator. It's going around for Michael Costa, so it's a $2.10 favourite. Enjoy your day on Sky Racing 1, mate. Good luck.
Can't wait. Thanks, mate.